T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Bob had Paul DiTino pitching for the Anabolics. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 8:06 and 10 seconds on this Wednesday night on the Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, they're on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a two-hour schmooze, right up until Zach Gelb coming your way at 10 on your Fan. New York City, an extreme pleasure for me to have for a couple of minutes here, Jack Morris, Hall of Famer. And Jack Morris, I should mention, is with the Twins Television Broadcasting with Fox Sports North. Jack Morris, a pleasure. Steve Summers here. You there. Thank you for a couple of minutes of your time.
Good evening, Steve.
Yes, and good evening to you. And keep your word short. We don't want long answers here. No, I'm just joking. I was referring, when we were promoing you earlier in the program, I mentioned that you would explain to today's generation of baseball fans what a complete game is. So why don't you tell them?
Yeah. Well, it's a sign of getting old when you have to ask that question, I guess. It's unfortunate, but... the way the game was played for about 94% of the time it's been in existence, but we've changed the rules here in the last decade.
We're never going to see a 300-game winner again, probably.
It'll be hard. It'll be hard, yeah, especially after Verlander and CC retire. It'll probably be 200. It'll be the next 300.
You got stronger as the game went along, apparently. I mean, that is probably the easiest thing to say. And Ron Darling, who does Mets TV here in New York, as you know, Ron Darling has always said that he got stronger as the game. He felt stronger and got stronger as the game went along. I would imagine you'd say the same.
Well, it wasn't always that way. It takes time on the mound and, you know, going through the growing pains like all young guys do. And I think once you hit your stride and start figuring things out mentally and physically and have a good, you know, routine workout program that works for you, I think, it can happen that way. We don't live in that generation, though, anymore. Managers are asking guys to go as hard as they can for 5 innings, 6 innings.
Yeah.
And then they have specialists from that point on that's why they carry 14, 15, 18 guys in the postseason that are all pitchers.
Yeah, quality start used to be 6 innings, 3 runs. Now it may be 4 innings or 5 innings in which you give up 2 or 3 runs. So it keeps shrinking, Jack Morris.
Well, I've never been a fan of the quality start. My buddy John Lowe, a writer in Detroit, figured that one out way before all the analytics came in to try to give credit to a guy that doesn't finish games. And, it equates basically to about almost a 5 ERA if you go 9. So I don't think that's really a quality start. To me, a quality start is a 1-0 shutout. That's quality.
Yeah.
I don't know as though a whole lot of people really put a lot of weight into that anymore. They want you to, I think the key to baseball today, especially in the pitching end, is stay in the game. In other words, keep your team in the game. You don't necessarily have to finish the game, but you have to have them have a chance to win the game in the, later innings. So, the whole idea is for whoever's in there, whether it be a starter that goes 3 to 8 innings to, or a a setup man or a bunch of the guys in the bullpen, even an opener. You know, the whole key is to turn it over to the next guy with a chance to win.
We have made reference a couple of times in the last hour and a half, 2 hours or so, before having you on, about Game 7, 1991. Classic with a capital C. You and John Smoltz. Smoltz left in the eighth inning. Neither of you gave up a run through nine. You threw the complete game, of course, and got the win with the 1-0. And isn't it somewhat ironic, it is to me anyway, that the baseball that Larkin hit that brought home Gladden with the only run of the game made it to the Hall of Fame before you did?
Well, doesn't matter now, does it?
No, you're there. It took forever to get you into the Hall of Fame. We, all of us, almost every program on this radio station for years, where's Jack Morris, who dominated the 1980s, won more games than anyone else in the 1980s with the World Series 4 times already with all the teams. But you must have been a little bit irritated. You're not going to admit to it, probably, but it must have been a little bit irritating, to say the least, for you to wait as long as you did to go where you should have been a long time ago.
Well, it's funny how life is, and maybe there's lessons that I learned along the way. I don't know. I wasn't really irritated, as I was a little bit confused, just because I figured I had done enough when I retired. And, when it's in other people's hands, there's nothing you can do about it. And that's the case for me and the sports writers for all the years. And yet, kind of bittersweet, the people that, not that I disrespect sports writers, but the people that know, basically your peers, are the ones that voted me in. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. It's in some ways, it's almost more rewarding that way. But, I had to go through 24 years of waiting.
Do you think the Hall of Fame, to some degree, has been, a little bit less with stature? Do you think everybody that you deserve to get in the Hall of Fame, that goes without saying, there's not going to be, whether they were a fan of the Twins or not, whether they were a fan of the Tigers or not, the Jays, you name it, you deserve to be there. Do you think the Hall of Fame, let me ask you this, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, Pete Rose has some of the greatest numbers of all time, but there's a little more to the Hall of Fame than that. And, integrity is a huge part of it. You know, here's the irony of this all, okay? I just want to give you a heads up of where we're going with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Rose was basically kept out because he supposedly gambled on the games, right? Mm-hmm. And whether or not he did as a manager, as a player, on his own team, I have no idea. I don't want to pretend I'm God, and I don't want to pretend I'm judging. But that's the reason he's not in baseball, is because he bet on the games, okay? And yet, baseball within the next decade will be having betting on baseball part of the game. And where do you go from there?
Right.
What's going to happen now?
Well, you took me into the question I was going to ask you, and it's somewhat rhetorical, because now everything is with the betting. Everything is with the gambling. By the way, in small print, and even with and when you hear from broadcasting, with the radio and the television, the small print, if you have a problem with gambling, call this number. Thank you very much for listening, and now we move on. What did he just say? What was it? The small print. But everything is with the gambling. So, again, how does this affect what baseball and Pete Rose, how is this going to end up? What's your 2 cents worth?
Well, again, I'm glad I don't have to be a judge and jury on that one. All I can say is I'm broadcasting. I broadcast for the Twins and the Tigers. I'm one of the few guys that work for 2 teams in the same division. And I foresee a day that the next pitch will be, what are the odds of the next guy throwing a strike? What are the odds of this being a ground ball? What are the odds of this being a fly ball? What are the odds of this being a strikeout? What are the odds of this being a hit? I mean, we're going to be throwing all those up
in-game
live. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I guess that's better than having a boring telecast, but, you know, is it, you know, I've warned people already, you know, there's going to be a guy strike out and half the team's going to cheer and it'd be their home crowd. It's going to be funny.
Jack Morris is our guest for a couple more minutes. Jack, how would you like to be pitching today and throwing juiced baseballs to the batters? Well, everybody hitting them out, middle infielders who are slight in build, not sluggers, hitting them to the opposite field and 400-foot drives. I mean, everybody.
Yachty Diaz.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yachty Diaz for Tampa just hit the very first hitter of the game out in Oakland right now as we speak. Hit a home run, and we saw home runs last night in the wild card game and the Nationals and the Brewers. And, you know, that's part of the game right now. The Twins, the Yankees, both hit over 300 home runs apiece. That's scary stuff. All I can say is I hope I wouldn't make mistakes over the middle of the plate. I think there, when guys swing as hard as they do, there's always ways to expose them. It's just that you better not make mistakes because they're going to expose you. So, you know, it's more of a case where you've got to have command. And in the game we watch and love, and, you know, I do anyway, I see so many guys with so much RPMs. They can really throw it, but they have very, very poor command at times. And that's why you see so many home runs. So it's not like you tip your hat to the hitter and say, you just hit my greatest pitch. No, he hit a mistake that was left out over the middle of the plate. And if I had thrown the ball where I was supposed to throw, he wouldn't have had that same swing.
Yandy Diaz, by the way, is the guy you're talking about who hit the home run to make it 1-0. Everybody hits home runs. The Twins over 300. The Yankees over 300. Who's going to blink first in this series?
You know, I think you better strap your seatbelt on and watch games that are 12 to 10 or 14 to 12. You know, I'm not sure we're going to see any 2-1s or 3-2 games, you know, in that series.
You have three guys in your bullpen that have ERAs, I believe, that are under three. Am I correct about that? And I think Rogers might be. You have Sergio Romo on your team, on the Twins. He's 100 years old.
It's funny. I interviewed him yesterday for the Twins radio to do some behind-the-scenes stuff that they're going to use throughout the series. And I had never met Sergio this summer because I was primarily doing Tiger games. And he's quite a guy. But I asked him some of the great questions that I think, you know, fans want to hear about. He was, you know, he recorded the last out in the 2012 World Series in Detroit. And as a pitcher, I think that's got to be like a walk-off home run, like Joe Carter's home run, you know, to record the last out and your team wins. Got to be the ultimate for a relief pitcher or a closer like him. So I asked him about that, and he kind of looked at me and smiled and says, I hope I get another chance.
The Yankees have had the Twins number in the postseason, 13-2. With the 15, and also in the regular season, the Yankees have had their way with the Twins. Tell us a little bit how the Twins are going to beat the Yankees. Now, you kind of mentioned each game is going to be 12 to 10. Do you think that this is what the Twins are going to have to do, is just outslug and outscore the Yankees to win the series?
Well, you know, I really am not sure who has the advantage in the pitching department. And when postseason comes around, it's always about pitching. You know, who's got the best bullpen? Who's got the best starters? Who's going to pitch better? I'll go to my grave believing that's the way the postseason is. Mm-hmm. Even with this new opener and, you know, primary and using the whole bullpen days and all that, I still think that pitching will dictate when it's all said and done. And with that being said, I think both teams have their issues. You know, Herman was suspended. The Twins lost Pineda through the drug policy. So there goes two guys that could be a part of this scenario. You know, the Twins starters haven't done as well in the second half as they did in the first half, nor have the Yankees. The Yankees have a strong bullpen. The Twins bullpen is extremely fine-tuned right now. It's been, you know, as good as anybody in the last month and a half. So, you know, I think there's a lot of similarities. You know, we talked already about both teams hitting over 300 home runs. They got power. They can hit the ball. It's going to be one of those series that it's must-see for me. I'm excited to watch it. Now, I know the Yankees have had the upper hand for a decade or so, but the Twins players on the field right now have no history of that. They weren't part of those, you know, early 2006 through 2010 teams that where the Yankees dominated and sent them home. And there's so many new guys, new faces on the Twins team that I don't think they really even look at that. And so for Yankee fans to get overly excited, I think you better be cautious, because this is still going to be a series that you're going to have to prove you're the better team. And, you know, that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. You think the Twins might be a little bit with pressure coming to New York, coming to Yankee Stadium?
I don't think this Twins team is just like the Yankee team. They're so confident in their ability. I don't think any of them feel that way. You know, the only guys that might feel that way are the starting pitchers, because, you know, it's always a little bit nerve-wracking to take the mound on a big stage when the whole world is watching. But, you know, if you played the game long enough, it's just another ball game, and you go out there and you just do your thing. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees swept. I wouldn't be surprised if the Twins swept. And I wouldn't be surprised if this game went five and both teams played, you know, through 10 innings. It could anything in between could happen. I can't predict who's going to win this. I'm not overly, you know, I know Yankee fans. I love Yankee fans. And I know they're thinking the Twins are going to be a pushover. All I can say is be cautious, because I'm not so sure that's going to be the case this time around.
See, I'm sure the Yankees are not overlooking the Twins. On this radio station, 24/7, we hear from Yankee fans. They are concerned not about the Twins, Jack. They're concerned about meeting Houston, if Houston does get to the American League Championship Series.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, fans don't realize you've got to take tonight's game number one. You don't worry about tomorrow. Right. There may not be a tomorrow. And in the wild card game, there isn't. So you got to concern yourself with the Twins before you even worry about Houston.
In terms of your lineup, and we know from the starting pitching, I mean, there's no Verlander. Let's put it this way. There's no Verlander, Cole, Greinke. With your starting staff, so you do have to score a lot of runs. Will we see from the Twins any small ball? Will we see any bunting? Will we see some hitting and running? We know about the 300 home runs. And the Yankees this season, Jack, as you probably know, have gotten a lot of clutch hits. They only have two 300 hitters. I mean, everyone has hit a home run, that's for sure. They're a three-run home run team. They draw walks. They strike out. Just like seemingly everybody else in the game. But they also have been hitting with runners in scoring position. Can we say the same about the Twins?
Yeah, I think they're very similar. You know, both teams have guys who can run, but they don't. The Twins have some team speed, but they don't use it. They don't use a lot, especially with Buxton out. You know, he's the guy that will steal and can steal at will. But, you know, the key to him is he had to get on base. Well, he's hurt. He's out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees, you know, they can hit with you in small ball. They can hit you with the long ball.
Sure.
You know, I think you know, they might be favored in New York because it's the home field and the short porch and right.
Mm-hmm.
Where Minnesota, I think, you know, they're going to hold their own at home when they get home. So I'm not sure. Again, if I was totally being honest with you and I was going to Vegas tomorrow and placing a bet, I wouldn't know who to bet on. I really wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think you bet on your emotions, because, you know, who's your team? If it's New York, then they're going to bet on the Yankees. If it's Minnesota, they're probably going to cheer for their own team.
Before I let you go, and I can't thank you enough for the minutes that you've given us, that's for sure. At that Game 7... you got out of some trouble in that game, didn't you? Well, you stranded a couple of Braves in scoring position during the course of that 10-inning complete game 7 win, didn't you?
Yeah, I think anytime you throw a shutout, you're going to have to navigate through some rough waters. And certainly I had a few situations I'd rather avoided. But the one thing I can say when I look back, and it's something that I wish I could bottle. I wish I could put it in some kind of formula and tell the world and sell it. And you can't. It's just that I had and will that I never had a negative thought. Even when I was in trouble, I never, ever doubted that I was going to get out of it. And that's the only game in my career. 500 and some games. It's the only game in my career where I felt that way. So, you know, there was something special happening for me that night. And, you know, somehow, some way, the ball bounced to the right guy and we got out of the jam.
You just weren't concerned at all? You weren't swallowing a little extra? You were not?
I really, truly wasn't. It was the only game in my life that I was totally at peace because I knew that I could control the destiny.
And you did.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough, Jack, and for a couple of minutes of your time here. The pleasure all ours to have you on. I saw you many, many times on television. You were great, and have a good series yourself. And listen, you're doing both Detroit and Minnesota but you, during the season. So you saw the best and the worst.
I certainly did.
Yeah. Okay. Jack Morris, have a good series with the Yankees, and thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Jack Morris, Hall of Famer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.